Welcome to another edition of Inside the Film Room, the Building Blocks edition. I'm Bob Papa. In 2013, the Giants drafted Justin Pugh in the first round. He started every game in his rookie year, and in his second year, Justin Pugh even improved more as a player.
I love the competition. I mean, you're going out there every day, you're going against somebody, and it's a one-on-one battle, and your battle can help determine the outcome of 11 different guys or 10 other guys on the field. So you have to go out there and win and do your job, and, you know, everything else will, fall where it may. But that's the thing I love about it. The competition is like no other.
But great recognition and pass protection by Eli Manning and his line. They brought some guys in there. He had him in the right offense.
I think as an offensive line, you have to establish that run. I think something that we got to do up front is be physical. Get on our guys for a few seconds, and those running backs are going to make us look good.
Got behind everybody, great protection, and when he gets going, you're not catching him.
I know the future is definitely bright, and I'm looking forward to getting back out there with these guys, and obviously making the playoffs next year is the number one goal.
I'm joined by former Giants offensive lineman Roman Oben to break down Justin Pugh. You know, here's a guy that, you know, inserted at the right tackle spot as a rookie.
Right.
Year number two, what were some of the things about his game that you liked?
One thing that he improved is just his hand placement and his foot drive. And as an offensive lineman, you know, he's not a 6'7", 330-pound guy. We're similar size, 6'4", about 310. So you've got to have good hand placement and good foot drive.
All right, we're going to take a look at some examples of Justin Pugh in action from 2014.
Yeah, this first play we're going to see Justin Pugh here. You're going to see him go inside, and this could be considered a position block, but he keeps the defender walled in, and he continues to drive his feet. And you got to remember, it takes a while for the running back to actually get to the line of scrimmage, so you've got to sustain your blocks a lot longer.
Sets up a positive run for Andre Williams inside the 5-yard line. Another look at Justin Pugh in action.
Yeah, in this play, we're going to look at him really sitting on the bull rush. And this is the advantage when you're a little bit shorter offensive tackle. 6'4 versus 6'6, 6'7. You're going to see Justin Pugh right here. He gets hit in the middle and look at him back up. And now watch him reestablish his feet and his leverage with that perfect body lean. Now the extension with his inside hand, preventing the defensive end from getting to the quarterback. Eli Manning completes a pass to Jennings for a big game.
All right, so that's Justin Pugh at work and kind of making an adjustment when it looked like he was going to be beat. Makes the adjustment. Eli's able to check down to the running back. So as you look at Justin Pugh's game through 2 years and a lot of starts, what are some of the areas that he has to get better in to be a more consistent player?
Well, the only criticism you hear about Justin Pugh is that maybe he can go to guard and be an effective puller in traps, and especially in this offense with McAdoo. But he could play right tackle or left guard. He just needs to continue to improve, better tape study, and just do the things that it takes to become a good offensive lineman. It takes about your third or fourth year, Bob, to really be settled at the offensive line position. He's a guy that can be versatile on both sides.
All right, that's a look at Justin Pugh on this edition of Inside the Film Room, the Building Blocks edition.